Hey there, welcome to this episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. My name is Shelley and I am your host and creator of this podcast. If you are a first-time listener, thank you. If you are a long-time listener, double thank you. I really appreciate your support. This episode, I'm going to talk about changing up my morning routine and give you some tips on how to do it and be successful at it without following those silly 10 things successful people do in the morning. You're going to build your routine and be successful your way. I'm tongue-tied this morning for some reason. Also, if you want to join a Facebook group where you can get support, motivation, encouragement, and resources for women over 50, join our Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. I'll put the link down below. We are an amazing group of over 1,300 individuals. All right, on to the episode. I am going to talk today for this podcast episode about habits and routines, and how I'm going to change up my routine in the mornings, or basically just start a morning routine. I have been really lax about that for a few years now. I used to have a really good morning routine, and now I just sort of roll out of bed and maybe check my phone and head to the office if I'm actually going to go to work that day. But you've seen all the what they're called listicles, I think, where people list these things. They'll say things like the 10 things you need to do to be successful, 10 things to do to start your morning off right. And I always think that some of those are, you know, really good ideas and things I think that you should do. But I think then we get caught up in thinking we have to do all of them. And if we can't do all of them, or if we start to do them and then we relapse, that we're failures, because obviously successful people do these. Otherwise, why would they make a list? You know, and I really think it's total bullshit. Your success, what drives you, your success for anything, whether it's a morning routine or an evening routine or any routine, is based on you, where you want to go, what you want to do. I always see drinking lemon water on these lists, and lemon water has not done a damn thing for me. So I don't drink lemon water in the morning. Now, maybe the people who write this list either just regurgitated it or it really helps them, and that's great. So I want you to figure out how you want your morning routine to go. And you can try several things, and if they don't stick, that's great. But here's the thing, is that you've got to start simple, and you got to start small. And I know that a lot of times we think it's really prevalent in the new year. People get these resolutions or these goals, and they're going to say things like, I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to work out. And you end up going to the gym 3 or 4 times a day, working out 45 minutes at a time, and then after 2 weeks, you're done. Well, yeah, because first of all, it's not a routine you've had. You've been a couch potato for however many months or years, and all of a sudden, you're going full out. So we're going to talk today about building one habit in your routine at a time, and I'm going to talk specifically about my routine because I'm going to be changing up my morning routine. The reason that you want to add one new habit at a time is because what we deem good habits are really hard to start. And I'm not going to go into all the detail of that now, but our brain doesn't like to work any harder than it has to. It uses the most energy of anything in our body, and it puts a lot of things on rote. That's why, you know, you can now tie your shoes and chew gum and talk on the cell phone at the same time, because back when you were really young, like 5, tying your shoe was a new skill that you learned. Well, your brain has now put that into a routine, into a habit, so you don't have to think about it. So your brain will take these things, make them, put them on rote, autopilot, if you will, and then it doesn't have to work as hard. So you are really going up against your brain when you're trying to create a new habit. And especially if it's a habit that's going to exert you physically, like exercise, your brain's going to rail against that even more. It would rather have the instant gratification it gets from a cookie or a cigarette or a swig of alcohol, basically. So that's all I'm going to talk about with the science of the brain. Oh, one more thing. No, one more thing. It does require a lot of mental strength and willpower. And you're going to hear a lot of crap about willpower that really isn't true. You are not lazy. You are not a slacker. You do not lack willpower in the ways that you've been taught. People will say, well, she could have stayed on that diet or lost that 20 pounds if she'd had willpower. Yes and no, but willpower is a finite resource. It is limited. And the more willpower you use during the day, the less that you're going to have, unless you replenish it. And one of the ways to replenish that that I know of is to eat better. Eat better, and just do some healthy things like exercise and stuff to help with the willpower. But still, willpower is not an infinite supply. It's a finite resource. And you probably have seen, recognized, done this before. You probably have recognized the fact that willpower is limited and didn't know that, if you go on a diet. And let's say you've decided that you're just gonna, skip breakfast, perhaps do intermittent fasting, and then you're gonna have a salad with a little bit of protein for lunch. And you've worked during the day, which is additional mental stress, and you get home and you're physically and mentally tired. I know that I get mentally tired if I work all day long, especially if I've got big projects coming up. And I don't want to do anything. I'm physically and mentally tired. And your brain just says, screw it. And instead of fixing dinner, you're so hungry and mentally exhausted that you just grab that half gallon of ice cream, plop down in front of the TV, and binge on ice cream and Netflix. True? That's true, right? I mean, you have done that, and you probably wondered why. Well, there you go. Your willpower. So here's some of the things that we can do. Slow and steady. I'm going to change up my morning routine, and the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start getting up earlier. So I'm not really sure what time that is yet. I'm going to figure that out. Just going to work backwards. So if I want to do this in the morning, and if I'm going to go into the office, I have to spend some time actually getting ready to go to the office. So I'm going to figure out a time to get up early, and I'm probably going to do that for about a week. I don't think that's going to be hard for me because I'm typically an early riser anyway. I just don't do anything productive in the mornings when I do get up early. Like I've been up since 5 this morning. It's just, I've always been that way, even when I was a teenager. So I'll probably spend a week or so just getting up early, and maybe make some coffee, maybe check Facebook or something. I don't know, but I'm gonna work on just getting up early. See how that makes me feel. Then I'm going to add something to it after a week or so. And two of the things I want to add in 30-minute increments is I want to journal and I want to meditate. So within 30 minutes, maybe I'll journal for 15 and meditate for 15. I don't know what that's going to look like yet. But that's a habit I'm going to put into my routine. So I'm going to start by getting up early for a couple of weeks, then add journaling and meditation. And I'm probably just going to do that for about a month. Journal and meditate for a month. Get into that routine. Then I'm going to add something else, and it's probably going to be something like yoga, like a 20-minute yoga routine or something like that. I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but something that's not going to be too physically taxing for me. And so that's basically it. Get up early, journal, meditate, and do some light physical activity. And then if I go to the office, get ready to go to the office and, all that, blah, 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 blah. So let's just say I set this resolution to change my routine in the mornings, to be more productive in the mornings. January 1st, I get up at 5. I journal, I meditate for 30 minutes, and then I exercise. And just out of the blue, my body's like, what the hell are you doing? And I will, my brain and my body, my mental capacity, my physical capacity will rebel. And more than likely, you will stop doing one or all three of those things. So start small. And I know people say all the time, what good is starting small? What good is only walking 10 minutes a day? And I have said this before. If you've been listening to me, you know exactly what I'm going to say. 10 minutes of walking a day leads to a mile a day, leads to 2 miles a day. I mean, it's building upon itself. When I ran my half marathon, I just didn't wake up that Saturday and be like, oh, I think I'll run 13.1 miles today. No, I could barely slow jog around the block. And then I ended up training for months, and then I completed the half marathon. So that is what starting small does for you. Okay, peeps, I would love to hear your morning routines or evening routines, any routines that you're going to start. That would be fantastic. For your YouTube listeners, you can just drop that down in the comments below. That would be awesome. Okay, peeps, until next time, stay awesome.